Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Angel Antics. I'm so sorry I'm a few minutes late, but the switchboard would not let me sign in. But I have finally made it. This is one of your hosts, Eileen Powers, and my other host, DC Love, was her phone line was lit here a minute ago, and now it has dropped off. So I'm hoping she's going to call back in here in just a moment. But I want to thank you all for coming today. We've got, you know, quite a lineup of people that would like to have some readings done today, and I am very excited to be here to do that for you. I hope your New Year so far is going very, very well. And like I said, we are thrilled to be here. My co-host, DC. Hi, DC.
Hello,
you're
Eileen.
Back.
And,
yeah.
You
hi.
Know what? There was something you could not say it. I don't know what
you're
it was.
Cutting
it's
in and
funky
out.
Energy. Oh, can you hear me?
Right. Well, you're cutting in and out. You're getting. You need to slow down and talk. I don't know. You know, try to. Your phone seems to be cutting
okay,
out.
Can you hear me,
Eileen?
Because I could hear you and then I couldn't hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. And that's what's happening. The phones today all day long cut in and out. It has to do with all this weather systems we have going across the country. When I tried to call in, I actually got my phone hung up or Blog Talk kicked me out. 4 times. So it took me a little bit to get on today. So I want everybody
amazing.
To know that just in case you don't hear me, I could get kicked out again, just like any of us could.
I'm going to throw you a bungee cord, Eileen, and we're going to keep it there. We're not going to let you get kicked out till the end of the show. But you know what? I have a little message, and the message is, you know, I tried to get on and I kept getting knocked off, like waiting to connect as well. The angels are saying, please don't let negative thoughts have control over your destiny. Stop them before they grow and fill your life with positivity. The less that you respond to negativity, the more peaceful you become. So let go of anything that steals your joy. Return to the path of inner peace, knowing that what you think, you become. That's really important. And your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. So focus within and then connect with your inner self and this very moment in time, because your inner world has the power to transform your life. And then connecting within, it brings understanding and purpose. So let's all just, you know, get rid of those negative thoughts, and we're going to believe in ourselves. Eileen and I are going to shine as brightly as we can tonight, right, Eileen?
Yes, we are.
And we're not going to wait for things to happen. We're going to make them happen. Okay, and we're going to make them happen right now. So I hope that everyone listening is ready for some magic and some miracles, because I think that's what's going to happen tonight, okay? And don't forget the future to everyone that believes in the beauty of our dreams. Okay, so with that being said, Eileen, take the airwaves there.
All right. Well, we thought we were going to have Ryan visit us tonight, but I do not see him calling in yet. If he does, I will go ahead and bring him in. I'll open up his mic so he can listen. But wanted you to know that he has not called in yet. And I am going to let you be the first reader tonight. And the first caller I am going to bring on is from the 330 area code. Hi, 330. Oh, not there yet.
Hi, I'm Angel.
Hi, 330. Welcome to Angel Antics. And what's your name?
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. Will I be changing jobs and relocating out of state this year?
All right. Well,
okay,
let's ask our angels and see what they know.
Yeah, the angels are giving you a big thumbs up. And I'm getting that your dreams are about to come true. You're going to have success, so make sure that you're, you know, staying positive. You're filled with happiness and hope and optimism. And I'm getting a lot of luck is going to come your way, okay?
Awesome.
So just be optimistic about, the job that you're wanting. And your wishes, they're going to materialize sooner than later. And I don't know, have you written it down, like, what you wanted exactly? Because it really helps when you visualize things.
Yes.
Okay, because that's,
do.
Like,
I
super important. Yeah, mm-hmm. And like I said, everything is, like, moving into a positive direction, so watch that you keep your emotions in check, okay?
Thank you.
And I'm also getting that you're going to be more financially secure, Ashley.
How wonderful.
And I'm also seeing my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's sending pennies from heaven. So that to me means that you're going to have some money that you didn't count on, okay?
Even better.
It could be a little bit larger amount of money. And I don't know if you know this, but this is like a really good cycle for you right now. You're entering into like a really lucky cycle. And my dog Ginger is saying, Ashley, the financial horizon looks promising, girlfriend. And she's saying, feel the wealth now, okay?
Okay.
She wants you to feel the wealth, okay? Okay, and just keep dreaming those dreams, Ashley. And like I said, I see happiness in your future. And I want you to affirm that, you know, I attract wonderful and loving friendships and opportunities because you're going to have a lot of good coming your way this year.
Well, thank you so much.
And I don't know if you knew this, but they sort of feel like you're a natural leader.
Yes.
You're very dynamic. You're independent. You're enthusiastic. You're optimistic. But at times you could be a little bit aggressive, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's mostly all good. Okay? So just, Ashley, please be confident in your ability, you know, to communicate what you, you know, desire. You know, especially when it comes to this work situation. Okay? What kind of area are you going into?
I work for the government right now, so I could transfer locations.
Okay.
And then I'm learning to practice Reiki for either sooner or later,
you know, Reiki,
or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, the Reiki I'm getting, you know, like position in health would really help. And Reiki is, of course, all about our health, correct?
Right.
So that's going to really be super beneficial for you. Okay?
Thank you.
So just, you know, watch the emotions when it comes to money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, take on an attitude of gratitude. Make sure you're secure about, you know, you deserve a good position, and I see a lot of good things coming your way, so always think about what you want and don't focus on what you don't want because your thoughts create your reality, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that's what I have. I'm going to turn you now over to Eileen. God bless, honey.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was wonderful. Well, what I'm seeing overall for you is a lot of financial security and the ability in your own life, your family life, you know, your everyday life, you really do find a lot of magic in that. And that is really what's been bringing you forward lately is that magic of life. It's something that you want to enjoy more of. It's something that you desire to experience on a daily and regular basis. And your wishes for that really are going to come true. Are you married or?
No. Looking.
Well.
Open to receiving.
No, I just see so much support about that really in that you're already in a good place. That you know, not being married is actually keeping you very emotionally stable, and that's sometimes just a little bit difficult for those of us that are in relationships or in and out of relationships can be very frustrating. But overall, I just keep getting this contented life, trustworthy relationships that, you know, you're very secure, both financially and with the people that are around you, whether it's, you know, your brothers and sisters or whether it's your chosen family. They're very trustworthy in your life. But I do see, I really think there's maybe a love of life that goes on within you. That is what really brings you to this perspective of joy. But everything I'm getting, I'm not getting really that much other than financial security is coming your way. I'm not really getting, as DC did, a change of jobs. What I'm getting is just really a bit more personal. I think it, because the rest that I have to get is that you really need to just, you know, continue to give yourself more compassion and focus on love and light. because that's what is within you. And you are becoming more and more sensitive as time goes on, and you have to stay away from really harsh relationships. So I think that's why they like you in this status quo right now, because it seems like you really are in that best place in your life. I'm not sure how you're feeling about yourself, but I'm seeing that you really are in that best place. With the different spiritual work that you've been doing recently with the Reiki, have you created your own divine altar or your own sacred space?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because they're saying that, you know, you need to visit this place of power. It's your power palace, we'll put it that way. And just everything, I mean, I've got nothing else. This is all they're showing me, extended happy life. The only thing I can say that, you know, that if you have judgments against others, you know, with those Reiki principles, you just no judgment. And so, you know, allow that light and love to come through because it is within anyone. And for you, it's not really about the judgment. It's more about the pouring of your own compassion towards others. And that is just greatly, is just huge in your life right now. And that's really all I have for you. I feel like I'm not giving you very much, and that's not usually how it is for me. But this is all they're showing me. I mean, I just keep getting repeat of what I'm seeing, and just really to tell you to make sure that you know, go to that sacred space and spend time alone and within your thoughts and your own spiritual growth. That is really all you're meant to be doing right now, is just working on that. It's going to bring you so far forward. And so just allow that. And that's really all I got for you, Ashley. I wish I had more.
Okay. That's great though. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in, and call in again. Mm-hmm. Next time, I promise I'll have more. I feel like this, out of 7 cards that I pulled for you, absolutely everything kept telling me the same thing. So I can't give, I won't make it up, and so that's all I have. So thanks for calling in,
fine.
And we will talk to you again soon. All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, my next caller is from the 347 area code. Hi, 347. Welcome to Angel Antics. And can I have your name?
Yes. Hi, my name is Catalina, and thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. And do you have a question for us tonight or a concern you'd like to know about?
Yes. I wanted to look more into my love life. So if there was a prospective relationship that was mutual, I guess, yeah, that there was like an attraction that's mutual, both on a, you know, physical, but also a more spiritual and mental level.
Well, let's see what they want to tell you or what they've got for you. DC, what do you have?
Hi, hon. This is... Okay, I didn't catch your name. Was it Catalina or Katarina?
Catalina.
Oh. Hi, that's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
What I'm getting is there's going to be major changes in the area of love, new beginnings, and you're overcoming obstacles. There are decisions that you're going to sort of have to make. And I'm getting this, you know what, there's going to be endings. And the endings are coming to really, you know, to bring you what you want for the long run, to really be happy, hon, is what I'm getting. So I'm just getting, like, again, like new beginnings, positive energy, new beginnings, relationships that bring happiness. And I'm getting you're going to have the love that is a divine spirit love. It's going to be like a God-goddess energy, okay?
Okay.
So... just, you know, always, you know, allow the divine to come in and help you. And, I mean, when I say, like, endings and stuff, don't let it scare you, because you're going to have exactly what you need to have, okay? And it's going to be that spiritual relationship that you asked about, Catalina. I'm getting, you know, it's going to be long, it's going to be happy. And you've got to make sure that you're happy with yourself if you want to have that, you know, romantic you know, partner and everything that's going to be your divine, you know, God. Because your attitude is going to reflect outward, and that's what you're going to draw in. So if you're happy with yourself, that perfect, you know, soulmate, love mate is going to appear. Okay, so I don't know if you feel like, you know, a little disappointed, but, you know, the angels and the divine and the universe, they know, you know, what's for our highest and best. And I'm getting like you're going to be as lucky as you can in the regard to love, okay? So try to feel that love already. Okay, put that, you know, put a deliberate intention out to the universe that you want the perfect, perfect, you know, divine, you know, mate, okay? And you're going to be blessed with this beautiful person that's going to make you happy for, you know, the happy ever after, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I want to say as well, just before I let you go to Eileen, I feel like you're going to be taking a trip over water. Do you have any trips planned?
A trip over water? Not as of yet.
Okay, because I'm seeing water, so don't be surprised. And I'm also getting that, you know, you have a lot of beautiful psychic gifts, and they're coming in stronger. You're very
intuitive.
That's
what I feel like. That's what
yeah.
I feel like.
So this would be, Catalina, this would be a great time for you to maybe think of taking a class.
Okay. In terms of development?
Yes. And just trust your, you know, your inner guidance to guide you, okay? But I feel like you have so many beautiful, beautiful abilities. And,
okay.
You know, make sure you meditate every now and then. Try daily if you can. And just close your eyes, even if it's for like a minute or two, because every minute that you do that, it's going to add up. And then you're going to go within into that beautiful place that you want to be where you could connect with spirit, okay?
Okay.
And when you're in there, Catalina, just, you know, just sit there quietly. And if something comes up, write it down. Make sure you have like a spiritual notebook, okay? Let yourself receive all the beautiful messages that are coming your way. Okay? And I have the angel of faith coming forward. And she wants to help you. You know, like things are going to get a lot better for you. And I'm getting miracles are around you, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So you are going in a different direction that's going to bring, you know, joy and love. And your future is going to be so much brighter than the present, hon. Okay?
Okay.
God bless, Catalina. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Okie dokes.
All right, Catalina. What I have for you is you've actually been missing some opportunities lately, and part of it is because you're discontent, and so you're not seeing the opportunities when they come along. You kind of roll your eyes and, you know, let things kind of roll by and don't grasp the opportunity. But what you really need to do is open your eyes to opportunities and possibilities. If you're wanting to, you know, move or change your life or get into a situation, you know, say a relationship or something, you know, moving towards things is anything in action stays in action. So you have to take the energy and make things move. Sometimes putting ourselves in a place that we aren't normally at allows us the opportunity to meet people we wouldn't normally get to meet. So getting out of that comfort zone and maybe, you know, I'm seeing, you know, something like a volunteer opportunity, helping bag food at the food, you know, at a food drive or something, you know, just being a helping hand somewhere once a month for a couple of hours or something like that might open a door of opportunity for you to actually move forward into being a situation where you're going to meet somebody of quality that is more like-minded like you that you'd like to move into. I also see lately that there's been some decisions about money that maybe aren't as good as they could be. Either you're being too frivolous or too cautious with it. I'm not sure which. I'm not feeling which one it is, but I am seeing that there's this worry about it. Mainly, I think that might be part of your discontent and making decisions and moving things forward. But what I am seeing is that, and this is goes back to doing something for someone else that can't do it for themselves, giving to someone who is a little less fortunate, whether it be our time, our energy, our money, our buying a coffee for the, you know, person behind you in line, you know, something like that. But you really need to put yourself out there. And I think that's what's going to change things up for you is for you to put yourself out there and do something. You also need to take the time to review and evaluate yourself. You really need to come through with a favorable assessment of yourself and the facts around you. When you do, that's when it'll be time for you to move in that new direction of your own self, your own life, because you're going to come to your own realizations. But it is time for you to renew those thoughts about yourself and your actions and who you are and what you want to be and where you want to be and the type of people you want to be with and be around. At work, though, you need to start delegating more. You need to start relying on other people. And, you know, it's by delegating, it's going to help you help yourself, because then you're going to have the opportunity to do new things, create new items, you know, put out new proposals, and really, you know, put yourself out there. The two things that you really need to do for yourself that's going to help align all this is you need to give yourself unconditional love and great compassion. If we don't love ourselves and we're not truly compassionate, how could we love someone else and be truly compassionate? I promise you, them coming into your life isn't going to create that for you. It must be who you are and who you are when you step into that relationship. So right now what I'm seeing is it is time for you to really let love and light shine upon you and everyone else around you with your compassion and love yourself unconditionally. No matter what that outward appearance is, you know, whether you're beautiful or whether, you know, you're got a morning zit on your nose, it doesn't matter. Love yourself unconditionally. One of the ways of doing that is to actually get up, look in the mirror each morning and tell yourself, I love you. I love you. I love you. And you tell yourself that. And the more you tell yourself that, the more you realize you have more love for yourself. We tell others we love them because we know it nurtures that relationship. We need to tell ourselves, I love you. You must nurture the relationship with yourself. It is just as important as relationships with others. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you, Catalina.
It really does. I feel like I am a little bit too hard with self-criticism and all of that. But in a way, it just may be blindness or ignorance, but the way that I see it is like self-criticism as a way to grow and like motivate myself to grow. But I guess it's just because I've held on to that idea since childhood, since that's what I grew up with.
Right.
I've been trying to negate those effects and actually, you know, being more positive and more accepting of the flaws or any mistakes I have made in the past and just seeing every opportunity to grow. So I have been doing the work. It's a little bit tough, so I'm continuing to do so. But, yeah.
Right.
So I understand.
Well, and being a little bit, you know, being a little bit hard on yourself or critical of yourself is also kind of like bullying yourself. And what I'm hearing is that you need to, you know, you can raise a child like the old school way with the iron hand of God, or you can raise a child with the love and kindness and peace and compassion of God. Either way, you know, it's you know, you're still going to have, you know, you're still going to raise that child, but there's different perspectives in doing it. It's kind of like telling a story. You can tell any story different ways. You can tell it as a drama, or you can tell it as a comedy. It's still the same story. It still has the same outcome. But it's all in the telling. So you need to start telling yourself, I love you. And I hope that makes sense to you. And we appreciate you giving us a call tonight. And call us back soon and let us know how that mantra of telling yourself, I love you, works for you. And let us know, call us in a few weeks and let us know that things are changing for you in your life, because I'm pretty sure they will. All right?
You got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Catalina, for calling in. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is from the 860 area code. 860, welcome to Angel Antics. Can I have your name?
Hi, my name is Lisa. Thank you so much.
Hi, Lisa. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us here at Angel Antics. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I'm wondering if the angels have some advice for my highest and greatest good for everything I'm going through.
All right. Beautiful question. They like those kind of questions. They're able to work with those much easier than some of the more pointed questions. So let's see what they have to share with you today. DC?
Yes, hi. This is DC. I'm getting, you know, things may not be as you want them to be right now, but the angels are telling you that you've got to step into your power, hon. I don't know if you know this, that you are here and you're a spiritual leader and you're really here to, you know, to help others, to help other women, to really to empower the divine feminine within. Okay, so I don't know if that even came to mind for you, but you have this amazing power. And you've got to really, you know, get in touch with that power and, you know, recognize, honey, your strength, your talents. Okay, and then take charge. So there's going to be an opportunity coming your way, and you have everything you need, you know, so, you know, go for that opportunity.
Do we know what kind of opportunity?
They're not telling me that yet, but I'm just getting it's going to be, like I said, you're a spiritual leader, so it's going to be a really, you know, important opportunity. I'm also getting, you know, being that you're a natural leader and everything, have you thought about, like, doing something maybe, like, home-based or anything? Or even, you know, another, you know, like a business kind of thing where even you have a partner, it doesn't matter. But whatever, you know, I'm getting, like, there's going to be a beautiful opportunity there for you. And you're going to have a lot of financial gains because you have, you know, what it takes. So when it comes along, like, now that you know something's coming along, make sure that you look for it, okay?
Okay.
What is it that you do creatively? Because I'm getting, it's going to sort of be, you know, connected with your creativity.
I sew.
Okay, and how about, do you like children, like working with children even? Because I've seen little ones running around.
I love children.
Okay, so I'm thinking possibly it may be with children. And, you know, you're going to express yourself creatively. Okay? So,
okay.
You know, sewing or whatever it is that brings you joy, focus on that, and you're going to, like, sort of, like, open up these untapped resources, okay? So your creative talent is going to bring you opportunities and success.
Okay.
Is what I'm being shown.
Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, so right now, as you and I are connecting, you've got to sort of get away from all this harsh energy that's around you, hon. Okay, because I'm getting, like, this energy around you is not for your, you know, for your better good.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, get away from the computers, get away from the cell phones, get away from anything that's plugged into electricity, okay?
Yes.
So just, you know, if you have to walk out of the house and go somewhere, you know, leave the cell phone in the car or whatever. And you've got to turn it up because I'm getting all that stuff is, like, draining you.
Okay.
And I'm also getting, you know, with other people, too, you've got to start setting boundaries, hon.
Okay.
Is what the angels are showing me. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And you've got to honor your body because your body, every, like, little part of your body has a voice and wants to give you a message, okay? So your body has been giving you messages, and it's trying to help you to focus on divine health. Have you been having, like, anything going on physically?
A lot.
Okay, because I'm getting aches and pains and...
Oh, yeah.
And not honoring your emotions, hon.
Okay.
And that's what's causing, like, all this havoc that's going on in your body as well. It is causing creative blocks in your energy, which, in fact, becomes very painful and can become harmful as well. So your body is trying to, you know, communicate with you. So please be sure to listen. You're going to be able to get to the root of what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the toxicity, you know, toxic people, maybe your diet. You want to, you know, you want to eat a healthy diet. Make sure you're drinking enough water. If you're not feeling well and you can't resolve it on your own, you know, see a physician. But I'm getting you've got to set boundaries. That's a really big one, hon.
Okay.
Okay, and you're going through a beautiful period of transformation as all this havoc is happening. As well, you're having not only physical pains from everything that's going on, you're having growing pains because you're transforming, and you are changing for the better. So this is a time as well of great growth and change, and the angels are saying, don't worry, the changes are going to be for the better, and it could cause, like, a lot of chaos in your life. But see it as an illusion, okay, because things, they're not falling apart. They're actually going to fall together for you. And when all this is said and done, you're going to have this beautiful new life, and there's going to be so much to be thankful for. So try to stay positive because the change hasn't started quite yet. You know, it's just starting. It's not, like, really getting there yet. Be open to new ideas, and please try to surround yourself with positive and supportive people, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, honey. God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, hi, Lisa. This is Eileen.
Hi.
And before I get started, I just want to say one thing, and that is, hi, Ryan. Welcome to Angel Antics. Ryan has now joined us.
I've been listening for a little bit here. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I had your mic open, but I couldn't say anything to you because DC was talking. So I had to take that opportunity. I'm going to go ahead and read for Lisa, and maybe you can read for her when I'm done. So I'll go ahead and get started now. I just wanted everybody to know our good friend and great reader along with us today is Ryan. All right. So, Lisa, what I have for you is you've had some decisions you've been needing to make lately, and they're a little bit complex. You don't want to make them. You've really been procrastinating to really just do anything, and you need to stop. You need to get some decisions made. With that said, though, I'm with DC, too, about the toxicity and stuff. You need to get outside, and you need, I don't care if it's cold outside, you need to get outside and breathe fresh air, preferably not under any electrical lines or anything else. You need to get away from the harshness of our electrical world and decompress from the electronic energy of that. It just is not putting you at a vibrationally comfortable place. It could be causing some of your illness along with the way we think. Check into Louise Hayes about how we, the way we think. It's called, one of her books is called Heal Thy Mind, Heal Thy Body. And her perspective is that, you know, like what DC opened the show with was that we are who we are by the way we think. And that first thought actually comes from our heart space. So as I told, I believe it was Catalina, is that she needs to stand in front of the mirror and tell herself, I love you. I love you. I love you. Our first thoughts actually start in our heart space. They are moved by our heart, then goes to our brain, and that's when we realize we had a first thought. But in all actuality, that first thought came from sacred space in your heart, basically, and which, because the heart is what motivates us all. And so anyway, you need to get outside and heal that vibrational energy around you to get those thoughts. And that's really what I'm hearing. You've just spent way too much time indoors. The next thing I have for you is that I see someone entering your life
Now, this is not really a love relationship. It's not like I see a soulmate coming your way or something like that. But this is a very important person, and it is going to put you in a place. It may be somebody you already know, so it may be just a new phase to your life, new energy in the relationship. But whatever it is, it actually has to do with your own psychic abilities, and it's going to invoke more abilities for yourself, more psychic abilities for yourself, and you need to allow yourself to receive the energy from this person. It is going to increase your intuition, your energy, and your ability to give to others. It may be that you're going to find somebody that maybe like DC and I are, and Ryan too, that you're going to find somebody that is practices Reiki. And they might just, you know, send you that energy and give you an attunement for self-healing. And that could really help out this pain that you've been experiencing, is, you know, to find a Reiki master to help you with that energy change, because that's what really Reiki does, is it changes the energy around us and it puts us at a place of ease. When our body is at ease, it is very hard for dis-ease to attack the body. And being at ease actually starts with loving yourself and having a good frame of mind and thinking in the positive and trying to stay in that positive energy as much as possible. And so that puts our body at ease, along with other practices, yoga, meditation, walks in nature, getting outside, being with loved ones, being around children, being around dogs. All of those things really do heal us. And so just know that your psychic abilities are being raised right now. And in fact, I don't know if you realize it or not, but you really are a divine channel. You have healing powers of your own, and I believe you are. Your next phase is to move into healing work, spiritual work, whether it be working with herbs and things like that. But I really do see that this right now, you are really on a path of moving towards something new for yourself, which is going to help with self-healing. You've had some plans. That decision I was talking about in the beginning that you were procrastinating on, basically I'm getting really a message that these are plans you have, but they need more revision because there's more going on than meets the eye, and it'll be poor timing if you proceed in the manner in which you're thinking of right now. So look a little bit more. You need a little bit more information to delve into that situation. But as far as you are, you need to work on some self-healing. And like I said, that some person is going to enter your life, and they're going to work with you spiritually on bringing up your psychic abilities, which is where you're to move to at this point in your life. And I hope that resonates with you.
It sure does. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Well, that's what you're to do. Ryan, what do you have for Lisa?
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Hi, Ryan. Thank you.
Well, there's not much more, truth be told, that I can add to what both Eileen and DC told you. As an energy healer, I'm able to feel and read people's energy fields. And the first two words that my spirit team gave me were pressure cooker over your sixth chakra, which means that you're blocking yourself, and it feeds right exactly into what Eileen and DC Love told you. So this isn't news to you. Relax and say, ooh, sigh, and open yourself up. Your guides and your angels will want you to explore your mediumship abilities as a healer or medium, and stop blocking yourself. I don't mean to be crass or brass in that matter when I say that, but just know that it's your destiny for that lane, okay, Lisa? And I think they use the word pressure cooker because for some reason you're resisting yourself. You're resisting that path. They want you to kind of take that pot off that lid on the stove and just say, ah, okay, I'm going to stop resisting myself. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And I was that way, too, many, many years ago. And I had to take that pot off that lid and let that steam out and say, ah, okay. I'm just going to be who I truly am. And Lisa, that's who you truly are. You know, I think you and me might be in the same club. So, the one thing that I have, the one piece of advice I have for people who are looking or want to develop their mediumship abilities, like you truly want to, is don't force it. Just let it be and meditate and let it come to you, and it will. As your natural desire builds up and you release it and say, okay, my guide and my angels, help me become who I truly am, then you will become that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I think my Catholic upbringing has me putting that quilt on everything.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you and me are both in the same club. I was raised Catholic.
I hate to tell you this, but with DC and I added, you've got four of us on here right now.
Yeah.
I usually refer to myself now as a recovering Catholic.
Me too. And you know what the funny thing with me is, in 2008 I was operated on, and the priest from my parish came, and I was telling him like all the, you know, the angels I was connecting with, and you know, all the different experiences, and he just said, you know what, I've never had the opportunity to experience anything like that, but it sounds wonderful.
Wow, what a good guy.
Yeah, so it was
right?
Absolutely amazing. Either that, or he thought it was medicine that they were giving me. I don't know. Pain meds. He's probably thinking she's on a lot of pain meds.
I got the evil eye from the priest because I had my bracelets on, you know, my crystals, when I put my hands up for communion.
Yeah.
He looked down and scowled, and I went, rut-row.
Yeah, don't worry about it. They'll figure it out when they get to heaven.
Okay.
You know, we tell everybody home when they ask what our religion is. Our religion is love.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I may
all
have
right.
Opened
all
that
right.
Can of
Ryan, I just mean to interrupt. Yeah, please continue.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I appreciate any feedback. Lisa, the only reason why I bring up the word Catholic is because I don't mean to drop that word. But I died twice in my life. I crossed over and I came back. And through help of a medium, no religion is 100% correct. All the spokes of the man-made concepts that lead to the hub, which is source energy, okay? No one is 100% correct. And that's what I learned. It's like, and DC and Eileen just nailed it. It's all about love. And love
mm-hmm.
thy neighbor as
yeah.
yourself. And so Catholic, Protestant, Sikh, Buddhism, whatever your background is, it doesn't matter. So I guess the point being is that when you fall in love with yourself, which you're beginning to do, just say and just say you know what? Yes, I am a light worker. I am a light worker, and it will come to you. Probably, I'm seeing 3 to 6 months. So do some meditation and. You know, don't expect anything. Just expect the unexpected. Maybe you're going to start seeing spirits, shadow people, maybe you're going to start seeing energies. I can tell you, as an energy healer myself, I can feel them, and I can sense them, and I can read them. But I'll be honest with you, I can't see them yet. But I'm okay with that. I think they'll come in time. I can hear them in my mind, but everyone's different. So don't expect anything. Just expect what comes to you and accept it and love it. So with that, that's what I have for you. I hope that makes sense.
Wonderful sense. Thank you all so much. That was so helpful.
Oh, you're very welcome, Lisa. Thanks for joining us on Angel Antics, and come back again soon.
Thank you for being there. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And Eileen, I just want to say thank you to you, because at the beginning of our journey, I ended up where Ryan, you said you don't see, you don't see them yet. Well, I not only heard, I saw Joan Rivers, and she had threatened me, and I was like scared to death. And I, connected with Eileen. I said, Eileen, please take this seriously. I'm really afraid. And she helped me, to calm Joan Rivers down. So, if Eileen didn't help me, I don't know what I would have done. Eileen, you've been such an amazing partner for me. Oh my goodness.
Well, we are good partners. We were meant to meet, and it all worked out.
Yes.
And actually, I believe January 14th was 4 years ago, was the first time that DC and I were on the radio together. So we've been on quite a journey now, 4 years, doing readings for people. But, Ryan, what I'd like to share with you is you may never see Spirit. You may always hear Him or feel Him in your heart. Get your readings through your mind. It's called the clairs, and we're each clairvoyant in different ways. You know, some people are clairaudient, some people are clairsentient. I often receive an odor or a scent. I will see things in my mind's eye, and I'll see balls of energy go through a room, but we're all different, and so it's about being really super grateful for what you do get, Ryan. And as you utilize that gratitude of being grateful for what you've already been receiving, that's when the other doors open, and you you don't expect it, but then it comes to you. But not all people do get all the clairs. You know, some people just maybe three of them or two of them or one of them are so strong. It's like with our senses. Some people have a stronger sense of smell. Some people have a better vision. Some people have a better sense of hearing. Some people are very sensitive to touch. And so our clairs are the same way. Each of us have them, but some are stronger than others. So with that said, I kind of said that for everyone too, so that everybody could understand that concept a little bit. So that you, our listeners, also start looking for your own clairs, your own intuition, your own captured feelings, your own knowing. So know that those things are around
I just want to say, with you being my partner, I have a clair I don't think that many people have. I'm clair crazy. It's an extra clair. And the one night, Eileen and I, we did a show, and I'm a couple hours, later here, because I'm in Pennsylvania. You guys are you're in California. And here my head hit the pillow, and the next thing I knew, there was Eileen's mother. She dragged us off to Vegas. And Eileen didn't see it.
I forgot about that.
We both woke up. Ryan, we had a hangover.
I had a hangover, and I didn't even know I was out having fun. Right?
All
but
I
woke up
was,
the next morning hungover.
Woo-hoo! And there's Eileen's mom. And the next thing I know, we're on the Vegas Strip. I'm like, oh my gosh, It was like a totally amazing night, but her mom
was
the animal. Yeah, so
Vegas
I have an extra clair. It's called
places.
Yeah, I mean, it was totally awesome. And I said to poor Eileen the next day, I said, oh my gosh, I said, we had so much fun last night. I said, I have a hangover. And you're saying, oh my gosh, I have a hangover. So it's really cool.
And I'm clair twisted. I'm Claire Twisted because I'm the Twisted Sister.
You are. So we really, we made a good team. Honest to goodness.
I twist up my words. I twist up my feet. I twist everything. Well, that's okay. All righty, our next caller, let's go ahead and take them. They're from the 843 area code. We still have quite a few callers, so we should get moving.
Hi, it's Laura. How you doing?
Hi,
I got
good.
A
and what's your name again? I'm sorry. You started talking before you were even on air.
Sorry. My name's Laura, L-A-U-R-A.
Let me ask you, what is your name?
Laura, L-A-U-R-A.
Wonderful, Laura. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah. I'm trying to learn to let go because I find it the seesaw is getting me a little too dizzy. I have a husband. We're separated, but he seems to have a girlfriend that he's really into, which is fine. My kids have a problem with it, and I would like him to own it so we can progress past things. But I keep on getting told by him he wants to come back. He wants to work things out. It's just a temporary thing. He just needed some freedom. It's a fling. Don't worry about it. He'll be back. Can someone clear this up for me? Because my energy is like scatterbrain because of it.
Right.
Okay.
I
have
that. It makes you feel talk about crazy. It makes you feel like you're all over the page.
Exactly.
Go ahead, DC.
Yes, honey, I'm getting a major ending is coming your way, okay?
Okay.
And you are going to have that beautiful happiness that you truly deserve. So, like I said, you know, the door, you know, to this relationship, I feel, is closing. And then there will be another one opening. But in the interim, make sure that you love yourself first. Really, really love yourself. And Eileen, you know, told one of the other callers, when you get up in the morning, the first time you look in the mirror, tell yourself how much you love yourself. Because the relationship that you have with you is always going to be the most important relationship, okay?
Okay.
And when you're in that proper, you know, that zone of loving yourself, there's going to be a very mature, dependable, romantic, kind energy. This man is going to be someone that really wants to protect you, and he's, you know, he's really strong but in a gentle way, and he's so compassionate. He's going to be someone that's going to be stable and someone you could depend upon, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to, you know, you've got to go through this, and you've,
well,
you know.
I agree. I understand what you're saying. It's just, with all due respect, I'm just curious about something that really, at the core of it, he moved out. She moved into where he's supposedly at, not as far as I understand. The crazy part is I keep on saying, why don't you just file? And he's on saying, no, I want to be back with the family. So I agree.
Okay, well,
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think it's ending. But he keeps on turning around,
yeah,
saying, "No, I don't want to file. I still want to work on it." It's like, what?
Well, you
is
can work
that?
On it if you do, you, Laura. If you want to work on it, I mean that you both have to put in 100% if you want to try to make it happen, and it will. You know, it could happen.
I'm not willing to put
100%. But the angels are saying, you know,
because he won't do it.
Okay.
It's just like, with all due respect, if he wanted to work on it, he wouldn't have left. Is my personal viewpoint, and least of all left and had her move in, basically. You know, that doesn't
right.
make sense. And yet he turns around and says, well, I wanted to, we couldn't work the same issues under the same roof, and I wanted a chance to fresh start. Okay, that makes a little bit of sense if she hadn't come back into the picture again, which I'm
uh-huh.
not even sure she ever
well,
left.
You,
but
you've got to decide, you know, what you want. Do you want to, you know, talk to him and see if the relationships can be saved. That's up to you. You know?
I'm tired of doing all the work, and I want to see him step up and do it. Otherwise, I don't want it, honestly. The only other thing is I've got kids involved, and I used to be friends
it's
with this woman. That's the irony there. And
right.
she doesn't seem to want to allow my older two to be around him, but the younger one, because he's right in between her two kids' ages, she's fine with. But at the same
okay.
time, she come. I know her. She's a control freak with men.
Okay. I have to jump in here. We are not marriage counselors, and this is way
right.
too much information about
right.
your personal life. We are here to give you a reading, so let us give you readings. Really, okay. we don't need to know the story for your angels for us to tell you what your angels want you to know. So let us do that for you, okay?
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, hon, and you
right.
know what, as you're, you know, connecting with me right now, I'm getting that you are working with the Ascendant Masters, and you may not even realize that, okay, and they're going to help you to focus on, you know, your purpose and a higher power.
Okay.
So I asked the angels, well, what Ascendant Masters is she working with presently? And the first thing I got was, you're working with Melchizedek.
Okay. And he's a teacher, and he's associated with Jesus and Archangel Michael. And he's even, you know, he's a descendant of Noah's, I guess. But he's going to help you to manifest and, you know, understand, like, the esoteric wisdom. So I don't know if you knew that, but you have these divine forces that are working with you, and you're going to manifest big things.
Okay. I haven't tried.
So I don't, are you focusing a little bit, like, on your spiritual journey, hun?
Yeah, it's been easier since he left the house to be able to do the meditation. I found interesting about that. But, yeah, I have been.
Okay. Well, look up Melchizedek and read about him.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm seeing there's going to be some family time where you can really relax. You're going to connect with your joy. You're going to connect with your love. And, you know, your children, family, they're one of the many gifts that we have, you know, and we want to spend time with them while we're here.
Makes sense.
You know, it may not always be easy, but, you know, when you say family, you know, that's another word for love. So take time out to, you know, to be with family and friends and just keep those lines of communication open. And I'm getting, you know, the bonds are going to get stronger and stronger. And I'm also getting there is a change coming to your family, hon, okay?
Yeah.
And it's going to be a change for the better, hon. And that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and Ryan.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Ryan, would you like to go next?
Yeah. Hey, Laura. This is Ryan. There's not too much more I can add to this, other than the fact that reading your energy field right now, your heart chakra, your fourth chakra is plugged up and it's not spinning. There's a lot of anger in your heart right now. This is a lesson that you signed up for between yourself and him, and you're learning something about the exploration of love and betrayal and all that kind of stuff. What I would recommend you do, and I believe DC already mentioned this, is meditation. So do yourself a favor. Take some Epsom salt baths, a couple baths a week. Get yourself some crystals to help ground yourself and realize that this is something that you and him both signed up for to go through. And then you need to figure out how to work through your emotions, because if you don't, what's going to happen is that when you transition someday, you both will, and you don't work through this stuff and make peace with each other, then you're going to have to either work it over on the other side, which takes a million years to do, or you're going to have to reincarnate again and figure it out. But you have to figure out how to find peace with yourself and say, yes, I understand that this is something that I signed up for, and I understand that I need to learn how to make peace with it because it is what it is. You have to let it go and just say, ooh, sigh. So, you know, the more anger, the more hatred you hold on to, that ain't going to serve you. Okay? That ain't going to serve you. I understand. I can feel that fire burning in your heart. I can feel that hatred, that anger. You've got to let that go. And as hard as that may seem, that's what you signed up for, is to learn that. How do I let that go? So, and there are many tools that you can use to do that. And like DC said, meditation. Just learn to release that. Give it to Gaia, okay? Surround yourself in crystals. Grab yourself a black hematite stone. Hematite, whatever it's called. And just give all that energy, all that negative energy back to the earth and just say, it is what it is. I'm going to be okay with it. I'm going to move on. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I agree. I've got a lot of resentment, but I think it's more towards myself for hanging in for so long.
I love yourself.
Than towards him, to be honest. But I agree with you on the feeling.
Love yourself, okay? You need to look in the mirror and say, I love you, Laura. Love yourself. It's going to take a few weeks, a few months, whatever, but love yourself and just say, smile. You don't smile enough, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
You don't smile enough. You have a beautiful smile. Use it. With that, I'll pass.
Okay. I'll give it a shot.
All right. Yeah, all right. Let's go.
That was perfect, Ryan. I'm going to add something to what Ryan often offers to clients kind of in your situation, and it is the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono. And it is an art of loving yourself. So look up, if you start typing in Ho'oponopono,
okay.
it should populate in any Google search. And just check that out for yourself. And I agree with him, too, about you standing in front of the mirror, like I told one of our first callers, and do it every morning and every night and stand there and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, that was from me. Now, what your angels have to tell you is that, and it's not like we don't know, but you have really been going through times of really great sadness, and you need to allow yourself to heal. Like you said, you're angry with yourself. You've been holding on to a relationship that hasn't been working for a long time. You know, you said that the ex says that he wants to come back and he wants to try to work on it. Well, he certainly does not if he's still shacking up with another gal. That doesn't say, I want you back, honey. I mean, it just doesn't. I'm so sorry, but that does not say, I want you, baby.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Right? That says, I want my cake and eat it, too. I want my family so that I can pretend that I'm a good father, but I want my girlfriend because she just brings me more fun. Well, you know, relationships aren't always fun. They become work. Sadly enough, they are beautiful relationships that we fell in love with the other person with actually become work. And as Ryan said, you signed a contract. You came into this to work through certain things with that other soul. And part of it is learning to let go, learning to release, and learning to love yourself unconditionally. By letting him go, that allows you the opportunity to love yourself. So one of the things, I don't know where you're calling in from, but get up and get out in the morning and go do this for yourself. I want you to go buy yourself a beautiful bouquet of flowers, and I want you to bring it home, and I want you to put it in the place where you see it the most all day, and let it be your sunshine. And every time you walk by it, you look at those flowers and you say, I love you. You deserve these flowers. Laura, you are amazing. And smile at those flowers, and those flowers will smile back at you. So do that for yourself tomorrow. Go buy yourself up some flowers. But with the relationship, you actually have the feeling of being trapped. You have the illusion of being trapped, and you're certainly not. It is actually your own lack of self-confidence that is making you feel that way. Don't be afraid to take action. Don't be afraid to get past this great sadness and allow yourself to heal. You deserve it, Laura. You are awesome. The energy you actually have, you are an amazing person. And don't let a broken relationship end how you feel about yourself. You know, when we were young children, we had relationships with friends that we really loved, and they were our good friends. But, you know, a lot of those relationships have gone to the wayside. But it made us greater by being in those relationships. And those are the same with marriages. Not every relationship is meant to be forever. You were put here to go through a contract with that soul that was your husband. And so you got married because you said you would do this because there's a certain thing that you were put here to learn in this lifetime. And when you experience that, you learn your portion of it. It has nothing to do with him learning his portion. Only you. Oh, you only have control over you in this lifetime. And so part of it is learning that lesson in life that you were put in this relationship to learn. Some relationships are meant to be forever. And as we know, we do have soulmates and twin flames that come into our life. Especially twin flames, where we know we knew that person in a past lifetime. But even twin flames, sometimes they come back. But that doesn't mean that relationship is going to work out in this lifetime. I know that for a fact. I had one of my twin flames walk in and was with me for a while. And I think it had more to do with we had a contract. And we left that past life without completing that contract.
without completing whatever it was. So he came back in, and it ended up being a murky relationship, because that's what we were meant to do. We were meant to process through whatever it was we were supposed to, that we had contracted for. So he came back. It still ended up not being a good relationship. So I had to let him go, even though I knew he was a twin flame. And I'm better off for it. I did grow for it. I have moved on for it. So know that that can be part of your relationship too. But really, the rest of the things that I have to tell you here is there really is no need to worry, because everything really is going to work out for you beautifully. It is really time for you to process on. Take the time to do those meditations. Take the time for yourself. There's no need to hurry or force anything to happen. It's called easy does it. Everything is occurring in perfect timing. So let it fall into place. The next time you have that golden opportunity that, you know, he wants to chat and tell you that he wants to come back, tell him, just answer him with, no, I've thought about it now. It really is. We are complete. It's time for us to move on. You're free. and just see the shock in his face. Let him go.
That's what I've been doing the last few weeks. I think I've been shocking him with my backbone and not putting up with his the whiny side. I'm very proud of myself for that. But at the same time...
And if he does try to whine, you put your hand up and you say, oh, I'm sorry. We don't have that relationship anymore. I'm not here to listen to you.
I told him I'm not his secretary.
We have a relationship. What you say now is, we have a relationship for our children, so let's keep everything business about our children, and keep it that way, because that's your golden opportunity to shine. It is your golden opportunity for that door to open and for you to walk through it. And you have been, you know, you've been walking under the clouds now for a while. You're going to open that door. You're going to walk through it. And everything on the other side is going to be sunshine for you. So you be powerful, Laura. You deserve it. All right, Laura?
All right. Thank you ever so much, everyone. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you for giving us a call tonight. And we look forward to hearing from you soon. Let us know how things are going. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller. Let me check my board here. Our next caller is from the 708 area code. 708, welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to? Hello? Uh-oh. No, mic is open. Hello? I don't know where they are, but we're going to go ahead and put them back on hold. And we're going to go to our next caller, which should be, hang on, let me move up, the 303 area code. 303, welcome to Angel Antics. Can I have your name?
Hey there, Allison. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Allison. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm looking for, I'm going to be looking for new employment in the near future. Just wondering what you might pick up around, what that might look like.
All right, let's see what we've got. Do you see?
Okay. Yes. Hi, Allison.
Hey.
What I'm getting is, you know, the money's going to come sooner, but you've got to do what you love. So, are you, you know, are you doing what you love right now?
I'm not working right now, so.
Right, but I mean, it doesn't have to be working. It could be something even, you know, with some kind of creative talent. Do you have, like, any kind of creative talent at all?
Oh, I have many. Yeah, many, many.
Okay, because
very
if you,
person.
You know, connect with that creative talent and everything, it could bring money and, you know, bring you financial gain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting the word partner. There could be something coming for you. You know, in regard to a partner. But I'm getting, I see, you know, you have all these, like, four-leaf clovers around you. So there's a lot of luck in the area of career and jobs, okay? And I'm getting, oh, my goodness, dollar bills, like, in the sky, and they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So you've got to think about what it is that you love to do. And I see you just climbing this ladder to success and really getting some personal recognition because of it, okay?
Okay.
So the angels are saying, you know, work smarter, not harder. Direct, you know, direct that energy toward a career change that has less pressure and less responsibility, okay? And you're going to find that there's going to be prosperity all around you.
Okay.
So I'm getting success again. I'm getting recognition. I'm even getting, you know, like, I don't know if you thought about any kind of fundraising, but fundraising may bring in some money as well. That's what the angels are showing me. But I am getting that you're going to work in, like, a new place. And you're going to have, you know, there's going to be different choices, okay?
Okay.
So use logical thinking and your good judgment, and it's going to equal, you know, financial success.
Okay. That would be helpful.
But I am getting, again, the angels are see. They're telling me that you're really creative and you're talented. And that's going to be, you know, it's going to be part of what you're going to be doing.
Hmm.
So
okay.
I don't know, like, what it is, you know, like, creatively that you like to do, but just focus on that, and it's going to help you to, you know, connect with the right job.
Hmm. Any idea when the timing of this or even the nature of the work, either one of those two questions?
Well, I'm seeing children. I don't know if you'd like to work with children. That could be
God.
One possibility.
Oh, absolutely could not be.
Okay, so I'm seeing kids. Okay.
No, capital N-O, no kids. Sorry,
okay,
but that's
well,
like,
I mean, that's
my
some possibility.
That's like my
I'm getting,
lead.
You know, children, and they're showing me the beauty industry. I'm seeing the health field. So there's, like, there's so many different possibilities out there. But you've got to first emotionally detach from the outcome because that's sort of creating like a little bit of a block. And like I said, focus on what you love. Because I'm getting, you know, the career that you choose could actually be very life-changing. And I'm
mm-hmm.
getting other people may come in and, you know, help you to guide you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I am getting, like, your, you know, like, your finances are improving, so please don't, you know, don't be, like, really, you know, holding on to everything. And I'm getting you also have spiritual assistance on from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those on the other side are actually, you know, they're helping you. I don't know if you, you know, realize it when you get messages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, like, right now as I'm talking to you, you feel very trapped. And that's what, the, you know, I'm getting, there's a lady on the other side, and she's saying she's so trapped. And you, you know, you've got a promise that you're going to do something for yourself. You don't do enough for yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, I tend to, but responsibility.
And she's just saying, you better stop it. You've got to do something just for you. Just for you. Give yourself permission. Why do you always feel guilty? You deserve the best in life as well as others.
I don't know if you think about maybe
a manicure, a pedicure, you know, something like that, or, you know, a massage. Whatever it is that, you know, buy yourself like that new outfit that you wanted, but you've got to do something nice just for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, I don't know who she is, but I'm getting like a letter J.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Not off the top of my head.
Write down. Okay, write it down, and maybe it'll come to you later. But I'm going to turn you over now to Eileen and Ryan, hon. God bless.
All righty. Thank you. God bless.
Am I up or Eileen? I don't know. Hello?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Eileen's away. Are you there, Eileen?
I can hear you.
Yeah. You're on
the air.
Yeah, you're good.
Hi, Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
This is Ryan.
Hi. Oh, hi, Ryan.
DC, I can't speak enough about her. She nailed it. The only thing I can add to that is I'm scanning your energy field here. I got a stomach ache, which is just kind of associated with your sacral chakra or your second chakra. I had a my neck, my shoulders, my neck get all tense, which is kind of associated with your throat chakra. So it's a domino effect. When one chakra is affected, they're all kind of affected like a domino.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm repeating
mm-hmm.
myself here, but so, and she already touched on this, your sacral chakra, that's associated with your creativity, and that goes
mm-hmm.
up to wisdom. to your heart, mm-hmm. and then the communications of not speaking your truth. So, and she's exactly right. You're holding back on something, not quite too sure what that is, but I want you to go and try to maybe get a Reiki attunement or whatever. But you gotta get your chakras to balance and spinning again, because they are not. They're all clogged up right now. That I can tell you. And once you get your, follow your heart, and you're not doing that right now. So follow your heart and get clarity in your mind of what you really want to do in your heart of hearts, and the money will flow to you, okay? And all that stuff, that chronic heartburn, that those butterflies in your stomach, it'll all go away, and you're like, okay, this is what I like to do. And then when you go to an interview with an employer or whatever, they're going to like, yeah, I can see that bright smile on her face, that twinkle in her eyes. She really likes this. We're going to hire her. And, you know, it may not be the salary that you're looking for, but in the long term, I think it's going to be very helpful for you as you explore who you truly are. And, and once again, this goes back to the creativity part, the wisdom in your mind and the healing in your heart and your ability to speak your truth. And when you have all that stuff going on, it's all balanced, you're like, yeah, my name is Allison. Nice to meet you. This is what I'm good at. And the employers will say, all right, let's do it. So I hope that makes sense to you. But, first and foremost, get your chakras balanced and cleared, and there's many ways you can do that, you know, through a Reiki attunement or whatever, or you can go to a healer or, you know, whatever you want to do, but get yourself squared away from a spiritual standpoint, okay? Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Allison, don't leave yet. Eileen, are you with us?
Yes, okay, I am.
Okay, great, Eileen.
Okay. Well, I'm here. Yeah. I just kind of stepped away. It just happened to be right at the wrong time. What I have for you, Allison, is that there is a relationship that you were in that there is going to be a resurgence of, and it really is going to feel like you're falling in love. But it's also going to bring about a lot of spiritual growth, and it's going to enhance your intuition. So just know that that's, you know, be open to that flowing to you. And that's what I mean, like water, allow it to flow to you. Don't force anything. Like I said, it's probably someone that you already know or someone that you could be in a relationship with. But it's definitely going to be continuing to grow closer. Part of it is going to take some forgiveness to walk through that. But it's definitely going to be a positive resolution to the conflict that you have in your life. So know that is really, really important for you. And some of this is going to take some healing of yourself. And what I'm seeing is what I got for another guest a couple of callers ago, is that you need to spend more time outdoors. But for you, rather than just being outdoors, you need to be near a body of water, somewhere where there's flowing water. There's quite a theme here of you know, the purity of water, the healing of water, the recharging of your batteries, of your own, you know, personal batteries. Spending time in meditation near water is going to do what Ryan was hoping for you, which is that you need to realign your chakras and get them all spinning in their right vibration again, because you're just out of sorts. There's also something separate. There's some type of issue going on. And there's just really been so much going on all at once. And, you kind of need to make that decision. But it's just not coming to you. And either that or you're just unwilling to make that decision. So you're at a stalemate. But don't pretend that there's no problem, because that's a problem in itself, is pretending that there's no problem. So in order to come to a decision about whatever this is, I don't know what it is, but I bet you do, is consider it with a more playful approach have a more playful approach to making your decision about, you know, maybe what's going to make you happy, what's going to bring better energy into your life, what's going to put you in a better place, what's going to balance those chakras and make you feel like you're spinning in all the right directions again. But don't think that there isn't a problem, because you do need to do the work. By making that playful approach, you can maybe do that by going out to that body of water and taking the time to do that. But right now, I'm sharing with you that your loved ones really are around you, and you really are spiritually protected. They are your guardian angels. Ask them for help. And know this, that your guardian angels are there to help you. Everyone has at least two. They can change throughout your life, but normally you'll keep those original two with you. They are there to help you, but there is also free will. And in order for them to help you, you must allow them, and you must ask. You know, that just is how the nature of this all works, is that you must ask. You must be thankful when you receive. You must be grateful, and you must acknowledge that gratitude. And that is what brings everything full circle in the positive. And so ask for their help, and they will certainly be happy to help you with that decision. Once you get that decision made and all else is good, there's really going to be some opportunities that are going to open up for you. The doors are opening for you. You're going to be able to walk through with ease and grace. Just remember those words, ease and grace. Walk through with ease and grace. And as you walk through your life with ease and grace, opportunity is going to come to you. And like I said, doors will be opening. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you all. Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is from the 386 area code.
Hello?
386. Hi, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. And my name is Sheena, and I'm calling from Florida.
Sheena? Oh, nice. Well, Sheena, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. So I launched my new hair company line collection January the 4th, and I just want to know how you see things going for me this year with that, the whole thing. It's starting off really slow. I'm just kind of trying to get my make people aware that it's here. I haven't really gotten any customers, but it's okay because it's, you know, I just launched it.
Right. You got to get it out there. Got to promote. Well, let's see what the angels want to tell you.
Okay.
Yes, Sheena, this is DC. I'm getting the word of success around you. Your dreams are coming true. So just remain positive.
Okay,
I'm getting this is going to be a really successful venture for you.
Okay.
Oh, can you hear me, hon?
Yes, ma'am. I can.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I see like a star in the sky, and it's just shining just upon you. So please just, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. Okay, what are they showing me? Okay. And just, you know, keep your thoughts and your emotions in check, because you know, what you think about is what, you know, comes to fruition, okay? That's what you're manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I see, like, promise of success for the future, hon. So just keep, you know, you're creative and everything. Keep following what you're feeling within. When you get those intuitive nudges, follow them. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's the
I'm getting
thing is that... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, it's like most, like, the people that are around me are not really supportive, you know, and sometimes things
and
happen,
that's,
things
to bring
dead.
Up next week, Sheena, I'm getting you've got to watch. There's going to be some kind of conflict going on. It's going to be a difficult interaction.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, because I'm getting deceit, conflict, and you're best off not to, like, you know, to to basically, like, take a step back. You know, you don't want to get involved in that. Try to stay, like, emotionally unattached and try to keep your cool, okay?
Okay.
Because these people are worrying only about them. They're not worrying about you. So just try to stay detached and, you know, try to stay, like, on a divine path, okay? And there's going to be a time that you're going to have to really distance yourself from the situation.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
You're supposed to be the observer here and don't, like, interact because you're in a really beautiful cycle and there's going to be a lot of blessings coming your way. And you're going to have the freedom that you truly want. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan, why don't you, if you can give her just a minute or two, and I'll jump in and give her a minute or two. We are down to the last few minutes.
Is it Sheena or Sheila?
The first
Sheena.
One. Sheena. Mm-hmm.
Sheena. Okay. Hey, Sheena. I was scanning your energy deal there, and I had a hard time swallowing, which means my throat chakra was jacked up, which means basically what I'm trying to say is you need to speak your truth and don't be so timid and learn to just like the great Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, what someone thinks of me is none of my business. You go out there and be the powerful woman that you are, okay? And when you do that, your throat chakra will start spinning again. And that kind of has a trickle down effect through your heart chakra, your third chakra, which is your solar plex chakra, which comes from the wisdom, and then your sacral, which comes from creativity. So, be empowered. Yes, I can do this. And don't worry about what anybody else has to say. Just go out there and do it. Okay. I hope that makes sense for you.
Yes. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And hey. You are a great and powerful woman. You're a beautiful human being. Don't let anybody get in your way, okay? Just do it, okay? Say, yes, I can do this. And I'm going to do it right now. So with that,
okay.
I'll pass.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. What I have for you real quick is things are really looking very good, but you need to have some patience at this time. But, you know, abundance is definitely coming your way, so you can definitely make long-term plans. You have great inner strength, and you need to release any harsh judgments, especially those against yourself. Give yourself forgiveness and compassion. It's very important at this time. You have really planted your seeds well. And it may seem like there's a temporary pause in the action, but don't worry. It's unnecessary worry, so please let it go. The time of positive change is right here for you right now. The wheels are spinning forward. Your situation is going to suddenly move forward, and good fortune is really going to be on your side. But you must love yourself unconditionally. Make sure to ask your guides, guardians, and loved ones that have gone before you to shine light upon you. Ask them to help you. Ask them to support you. And just know that this is a really good adventure. And the very last thing I find for you is that this love that you have, the passion that you have for doing this work and launching this product, is really propelled the universe to deliver that passion for you. So be open to the passion that's coming, you know, that you've created. Keep that energy and that passion going, and that's what's going to make this all happen just as you want it to. And that's the message I have for you tonight, Sheena. I hope you enjoyed that, and we would love for you to call in again soon. Let us know how your product is going and that the launch is now successful. All right?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you all so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you again for being with us. All right.
Yes,
that has actually brought us to the end of our show, and I have still quite a few callers. So if you would call in next week, that would be great. We will be at this again. I've written down most of the numbers, so I'll be able to see if you call in next week, I'll have your number. I want to thank everybody for coming, and I want you all to know I love you, and I am so thrilled to have Ryan and DC here. I love you both, and I look forward to doing this again and again. Thanks for coming. DC?
Love you too, Eileen. And Ginger is asking everyone to lighten up and don't take life too seriously.
All right. Aww. Well, Ryan, thank you again for being with us tonight. I am glad you were able to join us. You add so much for our listeners. It's just fantastic. Thank you.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me on with much love, appreciation, and gratitude. Thank you so much.
We love you
You're
too,
welcome.
Ryan.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night.